Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are about to launch into, Galvin, the first ever Celtic Convention, 2016. This started because I was watching the conventions, and I saw Bill speak about Hillary, and I saw Michelle speak about Barack, and I saw Melania speak about Barack.
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't know if my wife could pull that off, if she could get up
sure
there.
Sure she could.
Tell a nice, well, she said to see so many nice things about me.
Well, somebody else writes it.
Right.
Or they tell her to be nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we told her to be mean for the roast, which she was totally fine with, and had a lot of stuff in the old holster. But
yeah, she did.
You know, if it was something to be nice, she'd be nice. And
well, today, we've chosen to bring in Rob's girlfriend, Kaylin.
Uh-huh.
Carmen's boyfriend, Blaine, one half of the celebrity team known as Blarman.
Right.
And Spanish's girlfriend, Kelly, which really, that's the one that's the most interesting to me because, like, I got questions for Kaylin and Blarman, but with Spanish, you really get into the whole, what's going on with you guys? Because right. We know so much about their relationship.
Yeah, sure.
Are you nervous about that, Spanish?
Of course, yeah.
Why?
Well, because I know you guys, and I know this will probably result in Kelly and I fighting for the rest of the week.
Oh, you think so?
That'll be great. Oh, for sure.
Doesn't sound like a strong relationship.
Oh, it's very strong. It's very strong.
Do you guys so have different opinions on things?
No.
Like, on your relationship?
No, whatever her opinion is, I will take as a mine also.
Which Phony, is smart.
Phony yeah. Tony.
Right. No. Phony Tony.
Phony Tony.
Happy
Phony.
Wife, happy life.
Oh,
happy
wife.
Well, she's
happy
not your wife.
Happy, whatever. It's just the same. Happy girl that I'm dating. Mm. Happy
one
life.
One of the girls that you're dating.
The only one and only, Kelly. I know you're listening.
Is she listening?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they're all out there.
So will the stories change once she gets in here?
No, unfortunately, she's not a very good liar.
Not her.
Oh, mine?
How about you?
Oh, no.
Your story. I trust her.
Yeah, I know. My story never changes.
All right.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Let's bring our first contestant in. I already pulled names, Carmen. I don't need you.
Oh, well.
Up first is the girlfriend of our executive producer, Rob. This is executive girlfriend, Kaylin. Let's bring her up to the mic. I'm trying to get a connection so I can put this on Facebook Live, but for some reason, this awesome internet here won't let me connect.
Oh, we got Bone TV.
I know, but
by the way, she's going to be so nervous. I know. She's going to be really nervous.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. There we go. Rob
what
is here.
Gentleman, hold the door for her.
Oh, my God. He just smashed it.
Take some points off for him not holding the door, Kaylin.
Yep.
Do you want her up here?
Yeah.
Right up here where the microphone is.
Yep. This is Kaylin. This is Rob's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Spanish.
Woo! Woo!
Kaylin will now make a good speech on why Rob, I don't know why she's with Rob, I think maybe is what we're looking for here.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
The question was, what am I campaigning for? What am I pushing him for? And he gave me zero information.
Well, the whole idea was is that you watch these conventions and they get the spouses up there and they talk about what a great person the president is and what a great person Hillary is and you know, and then I thought, well, my wife couldn't do this. She couldn't find enough great things to say about me. And then we figured, let's do that, and let's bring you guys in here to give those speeches.
Well, I didn't exactly do that, so
what,
sorry.
What did you do?
I guess you'll just see.
Okay.
I'm not pushing him for anything. I guess it is what it is.
There's nothing good to say about me, is what you just said.
Well, she fits in line with the rest of us. Ladies and gentlemen, up first, the hard job to go first. This is Kaylin, the girlfriend of Rob. Go ahead, Kaylin. Yes, get Kaylin. Yeah.
Okay. Something I really hoped for in life was that one day I would meet a man who speaks softly and carries a big stick.
Oh.
A man who can show me the money and make me want to be a better woman. We hold these truths to be self-evident and that all men are created equal, but some men are a little less than equal. I would like you to say hello to my little friend Rob Gardner.
Friend.
After weeks of a coworker insisting on me meeting the new member of the Mike Calta show, I decided to reach out to him and make him an offer he couldn't refuse. When I first went to meet him, a bald guy sitting on a bar stool hopped down and asked, "Are you Caitlin?" In shock, I replied, "You talking to me?" This tiny man couldn't be the infectious laugh I was listening to on my morning drive. He fired back, "You can't handle the truth." And that's when I thought, Houston, we have a problem. But I didn't run. I decided to stay, and that's when I realized we shared a dream. A dream that one day our children will live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but the contents of their personalities. When you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible. You are an amazing father and an even better friend. Love means never having to say you're sorry. But I find myself apologizing a lot. Apologizing to my friends and my coworkers for the embarrassing things he says on air. Apologizing to my family for all of his awkwardness. Mama says, stupid is as stupid does. Hey. But frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Rob has made me laugh more in the last year than I have ever laughed in my entire life. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And every day I wake up in fear with Rob. Fear he will get stranded. Fear he will get stranded on the boat, and fear he will be picked on by kids twice his size.
Yep.
Rob, I wish I knew how to quit you, but you complete me.
Oh,
very nice.
She's like Melania Trump. She stole it.
I have so many questions now because, so she just basically plagiarized. Was that on purpose?
Absolutely.
Okay, yes.
I didn't really have a whole lot of time to write a speech, so... This is everybody else's
borrowed.
Stuff.
I thought you did pretty good. Anyone first, which is the difficult part. But
I would like to know, so who was the coworker that said you got to meet Rob?
Yeah, like why did they think Rob was the guy?
Well, she went on the Rob's first Calta cruise, and she came back.
They've been on like every one, I think.
Okay. They go to a lot of the Pitbull Toddler shows and stuff, and she came back insisting on a meeting that I would meet him. And I told her that that was the weirdest thing ever and that I was not going to. And her and I went back and forth quite a bit on that. And then...
So how did it come about where you sought him out? Yeah.
Well, because one day you were talking about how he hadn't been on any dates and I thought he couldn't really...
I'll go out with this loser.
No. I didn't think that. I went to look him up on Facebook because I thought he really couldn't be that bad.
Right.
And the picture was of the back of his head.
Uh-huh.
So I had a friend request him in order to see him, and then it just went from there.
So you still went through with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So your friend requested him, and you guys start chatting it up, and you're like, hey, we should meet? Who said that first?
I don't know. Probably him.
I think it was me. Yeah, I was like, hey, let's hang out.
How fast was it until he sent you a DPIC?
I don't think she ever got one as sex. Like, more as a joke. Like, hey, look at it next to this thing. Like, pineapples and stuff.
So you go and you show up, and he's sitting there and tidying on the bar still, and you want to run? Or you're like, this is my height.
Well, my coworker had kind of told me that he was on the shorter end.
Right.
Because I typically have dated guys over 6 feet.
Yeah.
So
why did you look at me and laugh? I don't understand. And wait.
I was just looking. So I was kind of expecting him to be shorter, but not my height.
Now, interesting, I find a lot of, even though they don't look really like each other, a lot of similarities between Spanish and Rob. Are you attracted to Spanish at all?
Sorry, Spanish, but no.
But now that you know him, or were you, like, before? What about before?
Just hearing everything about him and all the things that he does is very unattractive.
Gross to you?
Oh, wow.
No offense, Kelly. I love Kelly.
What's the grossest thing? Like the girls?
Just all the girls.
Right.
So many.
It's not.
There's so many. I know. There's a lot.
And what about nothing's gross about Rob to you?
Oh, my goodness.
He poops his pants.
Yeah,
he cries.
Yeah, very, very gross.
Come on. Been a while since that's happened.
I've been with my wife for 14 years. I don't even think I pooped in the same bathroom.
Have you not pooped your pants this year?
Yes.
Okay, that's the answer for them.
Wait a second. So you know that they're going to disappear on the boat.
Who?
Him and whoever he's on the boat with. Hopefully not Ben.
he's going to disappear?
Yeah, like that. You know, they're just going to get they're going to drift out the shore one day.
Yeah, we're not allowed to go.
Oh, on our boat. I thought.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, him and Ben are going to live like Castaway. Him and Wilson.
I actually have been waiting for the day that I don't hear back from him.
Yeah.
Hey, what? Wow. Okay.
You guys counting the days? Or,
no.
Oh.
No, as long as he doesn't have Ben out on the boat, then I'm good.
Let's talk about the future of this relationship.
Oh, great.
Where do you see this going? In what direction and how soon? And is this the worst disappointment to your family?
The worst? No, my parents have been disappointed before. Oh,
not by you, though.
You I'm were the one of four girls, so we've all given my parents trouble.
You were the one they had hope in.
They had, well, I think they initially thought that I would be the first to get married, the first to settle down, and two of my sisters are married, two that they thought would be the last two, but it is what it is.
All right, so where do you see this relationship going?
Well, I'm not going anywhere, and I don't think he is, so we're just
He can't.
Life.
He needs you now.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
I'm
like independent,
no,
man.
Okay. No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. You poop your pants.
When I was sick.
You made a boom boom.
He was sick.
You made a boom boom in your
in
own.
In his defense, he was sick.
Which time? Has he boom boomed in his pants more than
he
one?
He has GI issues.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a condition. I'm actually handicapped, and you guys are making fun of me, so rude.
Hey, you know what? Put this hat on for a second. I think this actually would look good on you if you wore that hat with your new plaid outfit.
No.
Not that hat. They wouldn't match, but just try it the other way. There you go.
This is like Spanish with the suits. I'm not the word. No, let me. Dumb head. Or
oh, anything. Yeah. That's you all day long.
Oh,
no. You look, yeah.
Yeah,
you, what do you mean? You're
I already
giving,
look weird. Now I have to have a dumb head on top of it.
You've not given him good fashion advice. He's got coming here with 20 Hurley shirts. It's like you guys robbed the Hurley truck.
He is a surfer boy at heart.
I see. And I'm sure, so what? Do you, what? Now, what's the frequency in which you guys make sweet love? Don't here, Rob. Don't you look at her. Write down a number, Rob. How many times a week would you say you make sweet love, Rob? Write down a number first. Be honest.
Don't look. Right, don't.
Kaylin, you guess. Don't look at his.
Zero.
Oh,
oh man.
Are you saying you're not getting it as much as you would like?
No, I'm just kidding.
What? Okay.
Our sex life is personal. That's not something that I'm willing to talk about.
Oh, Rob will. Rob, how many times a week you guys?
He won't if he wants to have dinner tonight.
I won't, if anybody else could see the number.
Rob says you guys doing it at least like three times a week.
She look at me.
We're waiting look for at, marriage. I don't want to look. I don't want to look.
She is saying no. What she is saying is that you are not wanting to have sex with her. Why?
No, it's just a matter of schedules. It's not a...
You would rather be selling fried pickles at a TGI Fridays in Port Charlotte than making sweet love to that?
No.
You're out of your mind.
She's like TGIV.
Yeah.
You're going to TGIF.
Right. Are you... Wow.
I'm waiting for marriage, guys.
Write down when's the last time you guys did it. Don't say it. Write it down. Don't say it. Write it down. Don't look, Caitlin. Caitlin's looking.
When was the last time?
It's been that long? It's been that long? Don't look at it. Yeah. Don't give him that boyfriend eyes. Rob, what did you say?
I thought Saturday, but I don't know.
Saturday night?
I thought Saturday. She can't remember, and Caitlin seems like a girl that can remember less than a week ago.
It was not that good that you don't remember?
Hey!
No,
right here.
No, that's not true. No.
I don't...
It was probably Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, I just think she's a beard. Like, I don't think they actually have sex. I think that... he just hired her a long time ago as a nanny to take care of Ben.
Right.
And then was like, hey, would you also pretend like you're my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Don't give it away.
She was like,
if I was hired a nanny, then I deserve a whole lot more money.
Listen, I got a nanny position.
I'm not making anything out of this.
Not even getting sex, apparently.
Oh, no.
What do you say is the worst thing about going out with Rob?
Oh, lucky. How about the best? Why don't we go there?
We'll get there. We'll get there. She already said you make her laugh and blah, blah, blah. And yeah.
The worst thing about dating him?
Yeah, about being with him being in your life
like
all day.
Can't wear heels, probably.
I like wearing high heels a lot. I have a very nice shoe collection that is all sitting in dust boxes.
Wow. If you were forced at gunpoint to date somebody else on this show instead of Rob, who would it be?
I'd go for the big dog.
Yeah, for
Mike.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say height wise, man. I thought for sure you were going to say all this talk about tall guys. You're going to be like, yeah, I want to be my guy. Well, Rob, it seems like you have a lot of lovemaking to do.
Yeah. Can we go now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to still slow you
no,
guys
Rob
down.
No, Rob is great. He really is.
You said that now.
Yeah. Rob, seriously, he's great.
Say it again.
You say that now, and
he's
I assume...
sensitive.
Yeah, we know. He cries all the time.
He dies. Actually, I yelled at him the other day for crying.
You did?
You yelled at somebody
for crying?
Oh,
my God. What did you say?
Jesus, he probably cried more.
Robert, I'm so sorry you had to deal with that.
Thank you, Spanish.
This record. God, stop crying.
I apologized immediately after.
Why was he crying?
We were stuck out on the boat.
Yeah.
He cried on the boat.
When I called my boat guy, Justin, I went, hey, what do I do? And he goes, you call for help. And I went, oh. And then I started to whimper. And luckily, it was dark out at nighttime, and Ben fell asleep, so he didn't have to watch me cry a second time.
Were you on the boat with him?
I was.
So now you're stranded on a boat with him and his son. His son's sleeping.
I got Ben to fall asleep. Yeah,
he's crying. And you're like, this is the worst life.
I told him to shut the... up.
Yeah. Don't you want a guy that's going to take care of you and a guy who's going to have a little bit of...
God is home. It's not like we're still out
No, the burly man from Boat U.S. got us home.
Oh, burly.
Burly. That's a good
adjective.
He's
so wonderful. He looked like
he belonged in Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, well, he knows... But he's not going to cry when a boat gets stuck.
Rob dives into the water, and Caitlin's like, oh, my God, he's going to dive in and pull the whole boat home. And he's like, no, I just don't want anybody to see me cry.
Oh, man, you're a mess.
No, Rob really has his things together, and he is a good guy. He's an amazing father, and that's something that I really
That's something we all agree upon, that he's a good father. Everything else is a mess.
No, he's actually, in his offense, he is probably one of the most organized OCD people that I've ever met, and it works well for him. Mm-hmm. That's probably been one of my challenges, is just working and learning his, you know, what would set him off, because I think he does have OCD. I don't think he's ever been diagnosed with it, but I think he does.
Who do you think about when you make sweet love to Rob?
Rob?
No, besides Rob.
No.
Come on.
Seriously.
There's no other... You're not thinking about the guy from the boat? The guy that saved Duck Dynasty boat captain?
He was nice. He was a very nice guy.
He was nice, but no.
Ex-boyfriend, maybe?
A taller version of Rob, maybe?
I thought about stretching him.
Tall Rob would be Matt Geiger. all right, well, look, I'm glad you guys seem to still be pulling this off and convincing the world that you're a real couple.
Yep. Well, how about being in love? Hey, I'm glad you guys are still in love.
I don't know if you're in love.
Like Caitlin said, you have your things together.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I don't know if you're in love. I think Caitlin likes to take care of you, and I think you need to be taken care of. You do.
I don't. I have a lot of responsibilities with my job.
Right.
And
you like to mama bird them a little bit.
Well, no, because I don't like to mama bird any of my employees.
Right.
So I don't want to come home and mama bird any other adults.
But you did in the beginning, and now you're like, well, now I'm into it too deep. I can't get out.
I love Ben.
Yeah.
I love Rob, too.
Who do you have to take care of more, Ben or Rob?
Who cries more?
Who poops their pants more?
I don't even think you have to answer
it's
this.
Pretty much
the fact that we have to
it's
ask
It's kind
these
of
questions.
Even with all those questions.
Who's taller? All the questions are all even. All even.
Ben will outgrow him.
Yes, by the time he's 7.
Maybe 8, but I would say that he's going
to
be
Maybe you can wear your heels when you go to dinner with Ben. You can walk with Ben.
Don't think I'm the kid.
Yeah. You, ma'am, you and your boyfriend and your father-in-law want to come sit down at this table? You did a great job with the speech, Caitlin.
Yeah, very nice.
Let's bring Kelly in. Kelly is the girlfriend of Spanish, who up until recently was in an open relationship. She's also the nanny and caretaker to my child. So I spend a lot more time with her than I do the other boyfriends and girlfriends of the people.
Right.
Oh, there. Kelly looking studious today with glasses. We'll let Kelly speak a few words about Spanish. And then we will begin to grill her. What do you got? A little dress. Look how skinny you are now.
Thanks.
Okay. See, it's a lot less creepier when I say it with other people in the room.
Yeah, babe. Woo!
Sorry.
Let's have our moment. Ladies and gentlemen, Kelly.
Good morning.
Thank
you all for having me here today. I must start by saying how nice and sharp these banners look right now. One might even call them a geometric masterpiece.
Yeah.
While a complete underutilization of raw talent, the The attention to detail is truly a testament to someone who takes pride in their craft. I'm here to tell you about a boy I met named Anthony. He was already Spanish to all of you, but he'll always be the jerk my friends introduced me to at the bar, who immediately insulted what I was wearing and stole my heart with a surprise picture of his junk in that gorgeous mane. We went home with different people that night, a common theme that would pop up later in our time together.
Oh.
Flash forward to present day, he is not the boy we all once knew. He's a real live man with suits and multiple watches and two whole pairs of sneakers.
Wow.
Those are some adult man statistics.
Thank
you,
Tony Burton, for those sneakers, by the way.
He isn't lying when he says we're best friends. He supports my decisions, and I truly feel how much he loves me. But that is nothing, and I mean nothing, compared to the love and devotion he has for the great Mike Calta and your Mike Calta show. Mike Calta knows that. Mike Calta even loves Spanish back. Mm. He said it multiple times. No. I've heard it.
No.
It's recorded. No.
Mike also said he secretly loves the shirt I got Anthony for his birthday.
Oh.
America must know the truth. The truth is Anthony Spanish Paul Kemi. I know of Spanish's unwavering love because he has left me alone and stranded in questionable, some might even say dangerous situations and places Baltimore. With terrifying people at the behest of Mike Calta without a second thought.
Oh, it's my fault.
If that is not dedication, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sure what is. So today and every day, remember who will always be there for you in your time of need. Waiting to give you that hug you didn't know you so desperately needed until your mucousy tears have already reached your chin and you realize the sounds you thought were the last sad sips of a venti iced coffee were actually your own gurgling wet sobs.
Oh.
Just ask Mike Calta. He knows.
Oh, no.
So I implore all of you, in these times of hate, choose love, choose the truth, choose Spanish.
Wow. Yeah. That was very nice. Woo!
Hell yeah.
You didn't even plagiarize anybody.
Killed it.
So many questions. Who did you go home with?
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A god. He was a god.
Yeah. Riddle me that.
Yeah.
Batman.
Yeah,
someone I played kickball with.
Oh, and you still play kickball.
I do.
Which leads me to believe you're still going home with guys from kickball.
No.
Do you still see that guy?
Yes.
Do you still talk about making sweet love to each other?
No. He, brings up the fact that
he got it
I'm
first.
On the radio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
When you guys play kickball, do you ever play with his ball?
No.
By the way, I would like to point out, I believe that was more about Spanish loving you than anyone else. And Spanish will be there for you unless you're Kelly stranded in a terrible area and Mike needs you.
Well, basically what we've learned is that Spanish is, their relationship is great if I'm not in it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas he left you stranded before. Because he left me stranded at All Nation for you.
He was supposed to go all the way with me to Sarasota so I didn't have to drive, by myself, and I was really tired. And,
when was
it? Oh, Mike decided to spend the night and have a sleepover. We're going to brunch. We're getting tattoos. Woo! Bye.
When was that?
The other that's when I had what I would like to call the best Saturday I've had.
A couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
I know. I'm not saying
no,
you
I know. I'm just saying. I didn't say, hey, blow Kelly off. Come hang out with me. I don't know. I would hang out with you over me.
The next day, when we were
I'm not going to bang him.
We were all deciding what to do. She's like, hey, are you going to join me in Sarasota today? And I just wrote back, nah, I don't think I'm going to make it today.
Wow.
And I told him explicitly how important it was to me that he went with me.
Yeah.
So do you secretly hate me then?
No, not at all.
I would.
No, it's all.
I'm the main reason for all the anger.
The best way to describe it is I looked at Caitlin out there and we're looking at the time and she has to be in work in Land O'Lakes and I have to deal with your wife if she's mad at me for being late.
Yeah, I know what that's
and
like.
And we both told them hey, we got to work. And the look they both gave us was exactly the same player,
what do you want us to do?
You tell him. You tell him when you get in there. He'll be nice to you.
Yeah.
So I know it's not you. I know it's these two.
Thank you.
What?
When am I ever mean to the two of you?
Oh, never. You're always a
the
saint.
Best.
Thank
just
you.
Build us up. I got to tell you, though, I think it's more on them than it is on him. Yeah, exactly. But I'm agreeing with you because you guys really are pussies. You let him control your life.
Yeah, for sure.
If you had something to to do.
I don't control anybody's life.
No. I'm not saying that you're doing it on purpose, but I'm saying if Spanish was like, well, I have to go and meet Kelly.
Right.
It's not like Mike would go, never hanging out again.
Right.
I know. And
jerk.
It's over. You're off the show.
I mean, really, I was glad that Mike wanted to hang out with me on Saturday because I didn't really want to go to Sarasota.
So now you're blaming it on me.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it was just good. I wanted to hang out with you. I didn't want to go to Sarasota. So when she was like, let's go to Sarasota, I was like,
So basically, I just became the excuse for him.
Scapegoat.
Yeah. No,
he used to see me all the time. And whenever you bestow your presence upon
damn
him,
right.
He's very, very excited.
Well, we do special things together.
Yeah.
I think we drove around looking for Pokemon.
Yeah, we did. We almost got tattoos. I had a blast.
We did almost get tattoos.
Yeah, I had a blast. Got to hang out at your house. Talk about sneaking into the nudie club. Joe and I were talking about sneaking in there.
We did nothing special. I would have rather have gone to Sarasota with you.
No. They told me that you guys were getting tattoos because we're supposed to get those matching Star Wars ones. Like, we are not getting those if you get a matching tattoo.
What matching Star Wars tattoos are you going to get?
The TIE Fighter and the X-Wing.
Oh, he did not tell us.
Yeah, I did not.
He did not.
Just let me ask.
Who gets a TIE Fighter?
Yeah, who gets a TIE Fighter?
I'm getting the TIE Fighter.
Okay.
That's
I'll allow it.
She should get the TIE Fighter.
No, I'm getting the TIE Fighter.
All right.
We're going on Friday. Love you.
Are you really going this week?
Yeah, I think we are going. Do you want to come?
Oh, boy.
Where are you getting them at?
I think we're going to go to that place that you turned me on. Foolish Pride, I believe it's called. Yeah. Foolish Pride, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead.
I have one in the holster that I'm ready to get.
Yeah, we should go.
Let's all go. Star Wars.
Mine is not Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Not no, yours is the oddest one.
Why?
You're getting a wolf.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get it under
the triangle. You got a triangle with a sign.
Anybody, look, I'm not.
Hey,
hold on.
Sleepless Willie over there.
Yeah. I'm not criticizing it. All I'm saying is if anybody else in the show came in here and said, I'm getting this giant wolf tattoo, you'd be like, are you seriously getting a wolf tattoo? Yeah. Is he going to get a wolf on his arm? What are you, a dog, man?
They just said they're getting matching Star Wars
that
tattoos.
Makes sense.
I said, I just wanted to make sure he was getting the TIE Fighter.
Yeah,
right.
Thank you, Galvin.
I know.
What
but
kind of the, wolf? Like a John Lennon wolf, or
no.
Spray
it's very
the
cool.
Side of your van wolf.
No. Yes,
yeah, more like that,
like an iron on decal wolf.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I'll show you.
Teen wolf, that'd be a good tattoo.
Like, why wolf? Like, why are you getting a wolf?
Isn't that badass?
Yeah. Let me see it. I don't think it's not cool. I mean, I don't know. It's
cool
not. It's not for you. It'll be cool.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't think I'm not. But if anybody else. Like, if Johnny Cage came here and he had a wolf tattoo, you'd be like, hey, nice check tattoo. Out wolf tattoo guy.
Well, maybe it's more about the person.
Yeah.
I'm cool enough to pull it off.
I don't know.
I think you're a little bit jealous that I can pull it off and you can't.
You win. Yeah. I don't. When it comes to wolf tattoos, you win the contest.
Okay. If I see any graffiti under a train bridge,
right.
I will point it out to you and you can get
Thank
it tattooed
you.
On your arm. Oh, you already did.
Yeah. What other questions do we have for Kelly? Kelly, seriously, what is the number of guys that you've made sweet love to since you and Spanish had an open relationship? Don't lie. Just say it. Let's quit all the pussyfooting around.
Honestly, not since anymore since the last time.
No, but even last time it was supposed to be four. Right, and then you didn't really agree or disagree. Two?
Yeah.
Besides Spanish?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Spanish, how guilty do you feel?
Two,
I mean, yours
to what,
has
like
to be
53?
At least.
Yeah.
I
hope 50 times that.
I hope one of them was while you were in Sarasota the other day.
It's not 53. It's not the number of women I've slept with since I started the show, Kelly.
It's 73.
It's 54.
Yeah. It's more like 78.
So in your opinion, are you in a open relationship still?
Not from what we've discussed anymore.
Yeah. See, not from what we've discussed, Mike. We are not anymore. So,
well, look at me.
And you're fully confident that all those 79 times that he had sex with other women.
83.
He 83 times he wore a condom.
I really.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Choosing to believe yes.
You.
Really
you're choosing to believe yes, but in your heart of hearts, do you believe yes?
Forget your heart
I
of hearts.
Do.
Yeah.
I do.
In your sack of AIDS.
Yeah.
Do you
I
think?
Do.
Yeah.
I mean, even back when we were just hooking up, like, it was,
always
very,
on, yeah.
Like, when we were strangers, he was very adamant.
Does
about
his
it,
breath so. Ever get in the way?
No.
Okay.
I'd be interested if they both had the same answer to how long their relationship has been closed. If Spanish could write it down and then Kelly tell us how long she thinks it is, I think that'd be interesting to see exactly how the time matches up here.
I didn't say that.
Wink, wink. How many? How many?
No.
How many
stops?
Put
your head down. Look down.
How many
look
stops?
Down. Look down. Look down at your paper.
Joe, put her up on
look
my
down
TV.
At your paper.
I don't remember because I left like a little bit
okay,
of.
Okay, I wrote my
area.
Answer.
I want to say, like, we talked about it.
Wait, wait, let me show before you say your answer.
Oh, I got a better idea. I got a better idea. Step out in the hallway.
Okay, all right. I'm going to take my answer.
Take it with you. This is good. I got it better. This is much
His
better.
His answer better not say whatever Kelly says is the truth.
Okay. You guys talk about the girls that he did. Who's the last girl he had sex with?
Oh, crap. Oh, no, I don't know.
Some real thick bitch.
It's really been...
It's been over a year?
Time.
Like over a year?
Probably one of the ones I hated.
Well, you hate them all.
Well, not all like of them. One of
Who do you hate the most?
Like, you know, someone's Carmen. Sister that we all know and like.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Rob hangs out with the sister all the time.
Oh, no.
No.
So, different one. Oh.
They're both in the same.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Yeah.
Career choice.
They both look like little boys.
Side project.
Right. Okay, wait a second. Who else? We know about that one. Like, what's the one that he did that he hooked up with that you were like, are you serious? How the hell could that happen? Kayla? I'm kidding. You didn't react fast enough and my heart went, oh my God, what did I just do?
Murder everybody.
Yeah.
Like, you mean like as far as them being really attractive or them?
No, you just hate the most.
That one. I hate the one I just said.
That one? Like, just
the
that one?
Most.
Okay, so who was the last one that he had sex with?
Like I said, I think that one because she always like
that was the last one.
Probably because she would always like in between boyfriends cheat on her boyfriends, call him up.
Oh,
yeah, all the time.
All right, Brent, come back in here.
All the time.
All right, don't say anything. Spanish.
What?
Who was the last girl that you had sex with before the end of the open relationship? Yeah.
I'm afraid to say her name out loud.
You should be.
Well, she has a sister.
Okay.
That works with Rob.
Very good. That's the right answer. That's the right answer.
Knew it.
Very good.
Sorry.
And it was Saturday?
No, it was not Saturday.
When was it?
It was years ago.
Oh,
years,
wow.
Is what my answer was.
Smart choice, man. Smart choice.
What do you see the future of your relationship?
I think we're good. I think we're moving in the right direction. I feel like we did it right. I feel like this experiment kind of worked.
Right.
I think we're good.
Oh, no. I remember the drunk those stupid whores in the closet. They
right.
were texting
yeah,
after.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
What about them?
I hated them the most?
I
both of them, too. No.
Why?
Because he had already banged one,
gross,
right?
Man. I just like the gross ones really like...
What was grosser about them than most of the girls that he hooks up with? In fact, I think you're the only one that's not gross that I've seen him with.
Didn't they make out with Medicine Man or something? Or Avocado Rocker?
They made out with... with the
he was the only disgusting person they made out
Chris.
With.
Yeah.
Her
Chris Kattan.
BH.
Yeah, yeah.
Real quick, I would like to point out, so I didn't know, but I did know, I said, Spanish slept with one of them. Spanish goes like this.
Both.
She's right there.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
just said how much yeah. she hates them.
Right after I said both of them, I was like,
I don't know why. And one was the stupid bartender on the cruise.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You saw everything.
She was a bartender on the cruise?
No, she was a bartender that was on our cruise.
Oh, yeah.
You know where she worked?
Man.
Don't try me. I know everything.
I do tell her way too much.
Yeah.
I was just snapping up in the air.
I thought you were going to hit me in the face with my own microphone.
No, I would never. Well, Kelly, you did a great speech. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And great job.
Hey. Killed it.
You look fantastic.
Thank one of you. Us win at the end? Like,
Yes.
Okay, cool. I don't usually win stuff. I'm excited.
I will make out with the winner, and I hope it's not Elaine.
I hope it's Kelly.
That's who my vote goes for.
Now hurry up and go to my house before we both get bad attitude the whole day.
I'm like forwarding any text message I get to you.
It's only 8:37. You should only be 7 minutes late. Run. Run. All right, up next, one half of the great team known as Blarman.
Yes.
We've got Carmen. This is really the introduction of Blarman to the air because Blaine has never been on the show before.
Right.
We don't even really know him that well.
Oh, God, I hope he sings.
Time to bring Blarman in. Our final speaker today, he's one half of the celebrity couple known as Blarman. He's the Blaine in the Blar. He's a pest control operator from Plant City. And somehow managed to be the white guy that stole Carmen's heart.
Yeah, unreal.
Let's welcome to this show for the first time, Blaine. Look, my wife looked at Blaine and said, if anybody in the world is a perfect match for Carmen, it's that guy.
Yeah. He's the male Carmen.
Yeah, that's why they're Carmen. That is the deal.
She did warn me to be here at 7. We'd start at 8. I wouldn't get out of here till probably 10.
So. She knows the schedule, right? Right? So. There's now, how long is it that you two have been together?
A little over 2 months.
You guys count like the days, you have your like month anniversary and all that stuff?
Yeah. 22nd.
You big fags. All right, I'll turn it over to Blaine, let him make his speech, and then we'll open up with the questions. Blaine, for those of you who can't see him, is wearing his Bass Pro Shop hat. And jeans and a t-shirt.
Brother shirt.
Yeah.
It's actually Carmen's. I wore it for you.
Yeah, nice.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, one half of Blarman, here is Blaine.
My fellow Americans. I am here to share some insight on why my girlfriend Carmen is the best candidate for the future of this country. I mean, just look at her. She's got it all. Beauty, brains combined.
What?
She's in college for American business. And I can honestly say she is more smart already. We can all agree that diversity is a big issue right now. And who better than a woman who is a quarter Mexican, loves black guys, and has a Russian roommate. She has all the potential to bring us all together as one strong nation and has proven over and over again why she is hands down the most deserving candidate. She loves her country so much that when she gets nervous, she starts chanting, USA, USA, USA. Rumor has it that if you attempt to chant Mexico back at her, even in international waters, things may get physical.
Uh-huh.
Carmen is so dedicated to her job that she was willing to get a tattoo to show her love for the company. And that's the kind of love that we need from our future president. Carmen does not believe in free health care or college tuition, but if you vote for her, I will personally guarantee every American will receive free pest control in their home for the next 4 years, and in some cases, their vehicle.
Rob. Oh. thanks for clarifying that was for the guy with roaches in his car.
Some.
Now, with all that in mind, can we really trust these guys running against her? They both resemble terrorists, and can you really believe in someone as a leader if they can't shop in the men's department? You guys could always run a campaign for Burger King, because you'll be used to being number two. So with that being said, my lovely, sexy, smoking hot girlfriend will make the best president of this nation has ever seen, and I officially endorse her for the 2016 presidential election. But I might be wrong.
Very good.
I like all the references.
A little different.
Carmen, go over on mic three so I can see you while you're talking to Blarman over there.
Okay.
Very good job. Carmen, how long exactly has it been that you and Blaine have been together? Was he right on the dates? Because I know you guys are probably celebrating the little milestones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is actually the one who keeps track of it, so we're definitely going with 22.
Man. Does it bother you that she acts like you're the girl in the relationship?
I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I let her slide with it. She knows who she's coming home to.
Speaking of letting her slide, how is it that you managed to rope her in among a sea of black athletes?
I wouldn't let her get away.
Yeah.
I stalked her.
That's called a rapist.
Yeah.
She says that.
Where did you meet her first?
Officially a few years ago at an event, but then I found out she worked at the Getaway and kind of had a bet with a buddy that I could hook up with her.
Ironically, she worked at the Getaway and you said, no, you're not.
And you would just hang out there and hook up with her, try to hook up with her?
Yeah, I went there a few times and then finally...
A few times, like a month and a half every Saturday straight. He was first one at my bar.
Ralphie's sister used to take you out on trips and stuff and you never went out with her. Him.
Yeah, but that was...
I actually went to high school with him.
You did?
Yeah.
He knows Noel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So he has a name.
It's Noel.
Yeah. Ralphie's sister, Noel.
Yeah.
So, wait a second. So, you knew that guy, and were you like, do you guys talk now, or are you like, I got her?
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while.
He wasn't the one you had to bet with, was it?
No. Oh. Another guy I work with.
Now, do you live in Plant City?
Right by Stingray Chevy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're living over there, too?
I'm staying over there at the time. Yeah.
Who do you live with now?
Girls that live out there call him the big sore on I-4.
Chevrolet, find new road. Blaine, find new host. Who do you live with now?
Well, I live by myself, but I just had two friends move in.
Yeah. And then, so there's the three of you plus Carmen?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
I got four bedrooms, so there's a little bit of room.
But. Now, where are you getting money for a four-bedroom house?
I do pest control.
Just from work? Like, you know, sell drugs on the side or anything?
I stopped that.
Yeah. No, and where's your family?
Plant City.
Have they met Carmen?
No, not yet.
Oh, no. What are you waiting for? The 3-month anniversary?
The time. Timing.
Do they know you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Do they know you're Blarman?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah. My mom's listened to the show a few times, so I'm like, oh, don't listen to it.
Oh, yeah. Now, what was this obsession with Disney singing that I saw on Snapchat? That you guys were always going to Disney?
No. Oh, no, you were not.
You guys were always going to Disney.
No, and we haven't been yet. We're going.
You always go to Orlando.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves Disney. No. He set up a trip for us last week, and he has a countdown on his phone.
Oh, my God.
It's an email.
They send you an every day. He's like, every day he comes home, he's like, look how many days.
How many days is left till Disney?
I don't know. It's the 13th. We're going on 13th.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And are you gonna propose by the castle?
Oh, yeah.
I can't give that away.
Have you thought about it? Have you guys talked about getting married?
Oh, God, no.
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 You're both lying. You'll both be the first ones married out of the three of you.
I don't know. I think Rob's got us beat.
Nope. Mm-mm. Rob will never get married. Never. Rob
you
will
won't pay $13 for guacamole. You think he's going to buy a wedding ring?
Absolutely not.
How is the sex life?
Great.
Yeah, great. Oh, great. Carmen, you say great, too?
Yeah.
Is that why you guys are so tight, you think?
Yeah.
Twice a day, at least.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really? That's new sex. That's new relationship. Yeah.
Well, and it's also one of those things, like, we still don't have to ask for that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, occasionally he'll, like, give me the nudge, like, wink, wink, and I'll be like, okay, deal.
She's an okay girl.
Or grandma taught her well.
Meemaw gave him life lessons.
That's also why Carmen takes her teeth out.
No.
What do you, this is a good relationship you two have. Mm-hmm. So, what is the one thing about Blaine that you don't like?
The one thing that I don't like?
Yeah. You know the answer?
Yeah.
What is it?
I'm not over 6 foot.
But you know what? You're taller than the rest of the guys.
Pigment issue.
Yeah.
No.
You're a lot lighter than our previous boyfriends.
No, I would say he's it's probably like a love hate. Like the thing that I love about him the most is probably the thing I hate about him the most.
Right.
Like he's just such a man. Like he always wants to do it.
Yeah.
And anytime I'm like, okay, I'll do this, he'll be like, okay, yeah. And I'll like turn my back and then he'll just start doing it. I'm like, go. Get away from me.
I want to do this. okay, and what's the worst thing about Carmen? Beard?
Ooh, no, I've gotten used to that. I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with her yet.
Oh, come
on. It's still too new.
How acquainted are you with the tattoo?
Very.
Yeah.
I mean, twice a day I see it.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I'd take a look at it twice a day if I could. All right, well, this has been wonderful. Has he met anybody in your family? Meemaw, Peepaw?
He's met my mom when we went down to Marathon, but...
Try to make out with you?
No, not that time.
It's early.
Give her some drinks.
Have you met Holly?
That much. No, we have FaceTime, though, before.
Are you worried about Holly and him alone?
Oh, no.
No, because when we were at Safety Harbor, I was FaceTiming Holly, and she was complaining. Oh,
she's an emotional wreck.
Yeah.
She was complaining that her boyfriend was taking his son on vacation before he started school again, and that he wasn't going to take her with them.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
She's a real peach, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's way more emotional than Carmen.
Oh, you wait. Wait. You
No. I've seen it already.
Yeah.
I've seen it already.
Yeah.
Wait till terrorist and... Now, is Blarman coming on the cruise?
No.
Oh, you didn't say it like you normally say when he's not here. You go, no.
Well, I mean, he is like right behind
Have you guys talked about that?
He said that he'd like to go, but with all the budget cuts and stuff like that, like, I don't think he'll... There's room for him.
We can work it out.
Great. I bet we could.
You don't want him to go. Why? So you can have sex with other people?
No, we don't have that.
You don't. You have a closed relationship.
Yeah.
So no guy can get you.
No.
All right.
Plus, I'm twice a day, where's she going to find time?
That's true. Except like 7 days at sea.
Yeah.
Are you nervous about that?
Nah.
Uh-huh.
I think if she did, she'd tell me. So I'd just break up with her.
Oh, you'd break up with her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you.
Yeah. I'd like him to go if we can work that out. That'd be fun. So at least I can have sex on the cruise.
Don't worry. I got you.
Yeah,
wink, wink.
I would like to have sex on the cruise. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
so.
You will. All right, thank you. Thank you very much, Blimey. Good job.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.